good evening. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from Hill, overlooking the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to right now. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Rosemarie Waldrum, and we're going to be talking about what happens when they fluoridate your drinking water and you happen to be allergic to fluoride. And Rosemarie has a different, fascinating story. And so, without further ado, good evening, Rosemarie. How are you?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. Well, I'm very well as long as I stay away from fluoride.
Well, now, of course, you're about 10 years younger than I am, so you're in your mid-60s, and you've known you've been allergic to fluoride for how long?
A little over 35 years.
All right. Why don't you sort of tell the story? I've read your what you sent me, and it is a fascinating story. You know, most people have never even bothered to question this. In fact, many of your doctors and dentists, nobody's ever allergic to fluoride. And yet you are, and aren't certain members of your family allergic to it as well?
Yes, I have a 40-year-old son. In fact, he's what I refer to as my fluoride baby. He's the one who got me involved in what I've been involved in for nearly 40 years, and that is opposing water fluoridation. I am not opposed to anyone choosing to use fluoride in medication or in processes. But putting it into a public's entire water supply is just plain stupid, because there are some who are, to quote my former family dentist, just as sensitive to fluorides as others are to penicillin.
Well, now, certainly, do we have any idea how many people are, what percentage of the population would be actually allergic to fluoride?
Well, unless you're double-blind tested like my son and I were, you really don't know, but what you aren't, Dr. Stan.
Well, I hope I'm not. Anyway, why don't you give us the background of how you found you were allergic to fluoride, and then how you found your son was allergic to fluoride, because I think it's a fascinating story.
Well, I didn't have the slightest idea what fluoride was, had never even heard the word until my second pregnancy, at which time I was looking over the prescription for the prenatal supplement and other things that my OBGYN had recommended. And I said to him, my previous doctor had given me the same multiple supplement, the same iron supplement, and calcium lactate tablets. What is this? What is this fluoride? And he said, oh, that's better than calcium. So that will ensure that your baby will never have tooth decay. So I didn't think any more about it. Now, I was into the beginning of my second trimester of pregnancy at that time, and the recommendation was to take 10 drops of this liquid into a glass of water or whatever other liquid I was drinking and take it at least once a day. Now, my mother had been a nurse, and I had been raised with the concept that, you know, you did what your doctor told you to do. And so I was a dutiful mother-to-be, and I did what my doctor told me to do.
All right, fine. So you took the fluoride, there's a solution, and what happened?
Well, within about 3 weeks...
Thank you.
All my symptoms began going away. At that time, I was green as grass, and I did not make the connection. It was not until after my son began having problems, and when...
Hold that thought right there. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is Rosemary Waldron, and she was describing how during a second pregnancy she was given a multivitamin, but unlike with her first pregnancy, instead of taking calcium lactate, she was given a fluoride compound, being told by her doctor, oh, this is wonderful, why, of course, your child will never have dental caries. Well, of course, that wasn't true, as we find out as the story unfolds. This was the only child in the family that did have dental caries, despite the fact that Rosemary had taken the fluoride during the course of her pregnancy. But, of course, we know from animal studies it has a disastrous effect on the minds of animals, and we'll find out later on what happened. Anyway, Rosemary gets through her pregnancy. She's sick all the time. But after the pregnancy, she's not taking the supplements. Now, with the next pregnancy, she took the supplements, but no fluoride, no problems at all. So the first and third pregnancies were fine, delightful. Second pregnancy was, as she described it, the pregnancy from hell, and she's taking this fluoride, but she doesn't connect this at all. Until her son gets stuck. Will you pick up the story? You have a newborn son, and so, of course, the pediatrician or the doctor is doing what all doctors do, because they've been lied to by their medical associations. They've been lied to by, of course, the people who put on the medical meetings. They've been lied to, certainly, at the journals that they read, because everything has been done to convince the doctors and the dentists that fluoride is just a wonderful, wonderful thing, whereas, of course, the wicked people are pushing it, know that it decreases fertility and it decreases the intelligence. Thank you.
Followed the pediatrician's instructions, and I began giving my
thank you.
Fluorine intoxication of these children was not the reason behind some of the alleged abuse and battering that parents gave these kids, because I'll tell you, as a result of what happened, I then did some independent research. I went to the University of Washington in Seattle, where we then lived, and I spent the entire summer in the health science library. I bugged doctors and dentists. I read books. I asked questions. Thank you. Every 15 minutes, he would put a drop, a round little pellet-type size of the toothpaste on the skin. And after an hour and a quarter, about an hour and a half, then he would wash off all the toothpaste. Well, on the inside of the arm where the unfluoridated toothpaste had been placed, there was nothing. But on the inside of our arms where the fluoridated toothpaste had been placed, on mine, the first spot was red and angry. The second one was a little less, and the third one was
And I think that people have to understand that all these stories you hear about, all of these people came from an area with natural fluoride. Thank you. These scientific studies, and they show you the scientific studies, and if you really read them, I don't think the doctors have ever read them, because they did that find that there's so little benefit, even in these controlled studies which are made to benefit the drug companies, financed by the drug companies, orchestrated by the drug companies to justify what the drug companies want, and that is everybody on one or another of their medicines, even though they all have complications. And many of them are serious complications, especially the statin drugs. So go ahead and pick up the story there.
Well, you mentioned statin drugs. Statin drugs are high in fluoride. I received an email here not too long ago, and I understand that Science News Desk did a cursory research, and they found that over 50% of the drugs now contain a fluoride base. I'm 65 years old. And the only time I'm reminded of that is when I look in the mirror, and then I'll say, when did that happen? I don't feel as bad as I look, you know. And mainly it's because about 20 years ago, we went totally organic. Because when I discovered that the chemical fertilizer contains fluoride, and that is the source of the fluoride that is taken up by the animals that we use for meat in the feed grown with that chemical fertilizer, plus veterinary medicine is high in fluoride, even higher than human medicine, I began when I began to learn that, I said, for heaven's sakes, I've got to go back to a diet that's as close to what the Creator intended in the beginning as I possibly can. Now, I'm not a vegetarian. I'm an omnivore. I drink milk. I eat meat. I enjoy eggs. I eat just as well and just as normally as I did when I was a child. The only difference is that the food that I consume is of a higher quality.
Well, yeah, I think it's so interesting. Plants are too smart to absorb the fluoride from these from the soil. In other words, there may be fluoride in the soil, but the plants won't absorb it. The only one that does is tea. But most plants will not absorb it because why? They inherently know. Don't ask me how they know, but they know that it is a poison. It would destroy the structure of the plant, so they don't absorb it. So what we do is we've done away with DDT because that was such a safe pesticide. So what we've done now is we put on all these fluoride pesticides, and so many of the pesticides have a fluoride base, and of course when sprayed onto your lettuce, the outer leaves absorb that, and so you get your dose of fluoride there, massive doses, and so many of the products are being sprayed with the fluoride.
You live downwind from a municipal incinerator, that will be a relatively unmonitored source of hydrogen fluoride gas and particulate air pollution. Anyway, during this weather inversion, air inversion, which was quite severe, she came down with some symptoms. She was breaking out on the palms of her hands. My son called me and described it to me.
Thank you.
Mouth ulcers, dry mouth, excessive thirst.
It just sounds exactly like your son, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Do you have that article available?
I have it. It's when I faxed you some information. Once, possibly twice, my son and I have been deliberately given foods or beverages that have contained fluoride, and we made believers out of those people. That's the kind of experimenting that I am not in favor of.
That's Spokane. Thank you.
Years, but right now there is a very vicious attempt to fast-track a statewide fluoridation bill through the Oregon State Legislature.
Okay.
So if you have anyone in Oregon who's listening to your program, they need to get in touch with their legislators and advise them that they should not fluoridate.
Well, we have a program every Saturday in Portland, and it's fortunately it's only half an hour, but they play it a couple of times, and saying have a fluoride base. Now, you really need to get the book, The Fluoride Deception, The Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save You. Thank you. They know how to create all sorts of abnormalities in the weather, and they, well, we'll let Bob tell you how it's done. The reason I called him is because there's some people who've been raising the question, well, what about this massive tsunami that we saw? Was this really related to an earthquake? Does governments have the ability to create major disruptions of the tidal flows in this manner? And we probably will never know the answer to that. This may have been simply... And forgive me, members of the Supreme Court, for saying this, it may have been an act of God. It may have simply been a massive earthquake. But then, of course, I believe we are seeing many strange things happening at this time, because everybody looks at the physical, everybody looks at the political, everybody looks at the political. Thank you.
government and persons in our government carrying out illegal acts and getting away with it.
And, of course, there's something called NSA, the most secret of all the top secret organizations. In those years, it was known as No Such Agency. NSA, No Such Agency, and yet, of course, it is the one that coordinates so many of the covert operations. There really are professional assassins. There really are. Thank you.
It had become and how extreme it was in its activities. And in the midst, and since we want to talk particularly this evening about the potential of weather control, in the middle of doing many inquiries, I was cooperatively working with several senators and congressmen who I will put in, you know, in the good guy category, the few of them that were out trying to expose some of the and that type of thing. So in the middle of this, back sometime around in 1994, someone came to me and said, do you realize that the United States government actually has been and has the ability to alter or create
thank you.
a lady friend of mine who had actually worked with the Central Intelligence Agency out of New York and Washington, D.C., actually, primarily. And she said, no, I'm serious that they actually do and have been doing this for a while. She said, to the extent that there actually has been a treaty signed between Russia and the United States and the other major powers at that time, which involved Canada and I think Australia and somebody else besides, and of course England, that we actually signed a treaty. But I said, oh, certainly we have to have the legal certification. And she said, would you like it in both French and English? And that was, I was laughing to myself because I really didn't know what she was talking about. And I said, certainly, if you would do that. So it ended up, lo and behold, the United Nations sent Mr. Fletcher the entire copy of the treaty in about November of 1994, and along with it, two legal certifications from the United Nations legal staff that certified the validity of the treaty.
And I think it's so important that thank you.
Basically, this treaty states that now that we have the ability to create storms, manipulate storms, expand them and diminish them, and to even generate an earthquake, the movements of Earth sufficiently to generate an earthquake, that we have to agree that we will not use it as a weapon of war. And again, the amazing point is now that this was in 1976. Now, several years earlier, during the Vietnam War, we had, in fact, utilized certain types of weather modification and weather control. Causing so much grief in and around that area at that time.
Now, there were massive fires. Were they in Indonesia or were they in Malaysia?
No, they were...
Thank you.
Actually were involved, maybe with just expanding something or pushing a storm or creating an earthquake with, by the way, which is a totally different operation. The earthquake movement of Earth in that manner has been done experimentally with extreme low frequency electronic vibrations, which again is a kind of the other end of the spectrum as opposed to using a beam to superheat the ionosphere. It's a rather different application using extreme low frequency. Now, I spoke before the United States Senate in 1995, and one of the senators brought up the weather control. He knew, of course, nothing about it, which, of course, is most of their cases up there. Most of them do not know. Sort of like a, I'm not sure, it's an aluminum compound type of a talcum powder almost, that is put out into the atmosphere and it becomes a chemical reaction.
Hold that thought, we'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Bob Fletcher, an old friend from many years ago when we had him on, not infrequently on our programs. He was talking about chemtrails, and he's pointing out that this is an aluminum-like substance that's put out as a powder, almost like talcum powder. And what is its real purpose? What is its function? What sort of chemical reaction are we getting from it, Bob?
Well, as a matter of fact, to give you a good example, those of us who have used for our drains, we had used the old original Drano that was a chemical that we would put into the drain and you add a tiny amount of water.
Bob,
explanation and show the unbelievable volume of humidity that runs around the earth, you know, in these the jet streams, if you will, and the amount, the volume is like almost like an oceans of water levitated running around the earth in these different streams of air, and these are through something like Canadian government contract weather modification, and you will probably find it. And that's a fairly new. That's actually only about 30 days ago. But I wanted to mention, as I started to say, Stan, that in 1948, that's amazing, because we're talking, you know, that's really, that's a couple of years after World War II. We were already in the laboratories, and we were utilizing experimentation on high sound, high-pitched sound, ultrasonics, and they were using it to start fires. They were using it as a weapon that they could aim. They were aiming them at animals and actually eating away the tissue of animals as part of laboratory rats, for example, with high-frequency vibrations. They were causing explosions of liquid, superheating liquid, and with this high, again, these very high vibrational sound waves. And this was literally in Life magazine. Absolutely amazing how long ago this was. If anybody would like, we have I have a double set videotape expose on the weapons of mass control, which are all the top secret ray guns and that type of thing, and includes some of the weather control.
Why don't you get your telephone number, your website out, sure, so people know how to get in touch with you.
Certainly. If they would, they can drop me a note, if you want to Bob Fletcher at P.O. Box 216. That's Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. Or you can send me an email at news, that's N-E-W-S, at Bob Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H, that's Bob Fletcher, .info. It's news at BobFletcher.info.
And give that address one more time.
The address for mailing. Drop us a note. Tell us you're interested. We'll get you a little catalog to show you everything. It's Bob Fletcher, P.O. Box 216, Bayview, that's B-A-Y-V-I-E-W, Idaho, 83803. And we'll get that off to you. We have several exposés, and they're great, because we were able to show you the documentation, interviews with the scientists that are involved with this, the admission of the use.
Thank you.
is a Colonel Reed, who actually is a commander of this particular operation. I don't even know if he's still in the service, I'll tell you that much, but I do know that it was a stupid move on their part, but we have it completely on video. It's a sink and add you a cup of water, what you got is pretty much a gooey, slimy kind of a mess. And that's what potentially we're looking at. The guy gets a few cups, let's say a half an ounce of this junk on his car, and it's been through cinders, dust. Thank you. The water in your head, boil the liquids of your brain and blow your head apart. And that's how far along we are with these weapons.
And of course, these weapons, I think are all developed to use on the foreign enemies. I think that they will use these on the domestic enemies. I think we're investing countless billions of dollars not to fight communism, but as a means of maintaining mass control over the people of the world as we move from freedom towards this new world order, the new world religion. So, we've given more money to our government. We give them more money for so-called defense of America. It's not really being used to defend America. It's being used to develop weapons to control our population. But we spend more on defense in the United States than the next 20 nations of the world, and nations like England and Germany and France and China and Russia, and the top 20 nations of the world spend less on their defense than the United States spends for, well, I don't think it's for our defense at all. I think it's all a matter of control, don't you, Bob?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the problem. And the problem is world control, a singular government controlled by a secret small group someplace at the top. And that is, people have to realize that's what all these increased laws are. They're all moving in that direction.
We'll be back in just a moment. We'll take Troy's call at that point.
Experiment itself of destroying a satellite in outer space, our own, wiping it out electronically with a laser from the ground. The important point is that if I was able to get this, and this was available to us, what is it, how successful are they beyond where it's being kept totally secret?
Well, I know very well that we have the laser beams now that can intercept incoming satellites. And they tell us, if you go up on the internet and you look up Nautilus, they will tell you, well, I'm laws of our government, the worship a different God. We've got a wonderful video, or you can get it in DVD or video, and of course it stars Lou Gossett. It's a fictionalized story of the people at the highest levels of our government working with the occult and tapping in to these mysterious and sinister forces that are there, supernatural forces. And of course, if you want an evening of great entertainment...